Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaHealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Einstein put it this way, energy is all there is. The topic today is, what are the five rhythms? The five rhythms were mapped as early as 3000 BC by Chinese physicians. They are referred to as the five rhythms, the five elements, the five seasons, or five phases, and they represent an energy system that moves through and connects the other energy systems. This system represents what the human body needs to maintain health. It is an elegant framework for understanding human character, cycles, temperament, and illnesses. The five rhythms are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Chinese sages characterized the rhythms by their careful observation of the earth's seasons and significant insights into nature and energy. While each of us contains all five rhythms, one or two rhythms dominate or define our character, and this corresponds to an energy vibration. During life, we experience different seasons of the year and different seasons or phases of life. So our energy rhythms are dynamic and evolving with time. The five elements or rhythms must be understood as metaphors. They are associated with the primary and dynamic impulses of nature. For example, water ebbs and flows, wood bursts forth from a seedling and grows, fire flares and dances, earth supports and nurtures, and metal brings structure and order. The five rhythms relate most directly to the physical body through the meridians and organ systems. However, the energies of the five rhythms are also connections to our emotional states. It is my greatest pleasure and deepest honor to introduce you to my guest, Dr. Melanie Smith. Melanie has been recognized as one of the most powerful energy medicine teachers of our time. She teaches energy medicine for healthy living workshops throughout the country, empowering people to become their own best healers by teaching them energy medicine techniques to improve their lives. She is a doctor of oriental medicine, acupuncture physician, Eden Energy Medicine advanced practitioner, licensed massage therapist, teacher, and national speaker. She is also an original faculty member of Donna Eden's Energy Medicine Certification Program in Phoenix, Arizona, an Energy Medicine for Women class instructor, facilitator of the Florida Eden Energy Medicine Foundations Program, and in 2012, she will be presenting at the upcoming International Gathering of Eden Energy Medicine. Dr. Melanie has treated thousands of patients in her acupuncture and energy medicine practice, well within Natural Medicine, Inc., located in St. Petersburg, Florida. She has gained a reputation for being able to help people heal complex health issues using energy medicine for healthy living techniques, where she combines a unique fusion of acupuncture, sound healing, oriental medicine, energy psychology, nutrition, therapeutic massage, and body work. Melanie is co-author of Energy Medicine, Your Personal Health and Wellness System for Today, author of Energy Medicine for Healthy Living Charts, and is featured in 16 Energy Medicine for Healthy Living DVDs, where she is teaching audiences the healing power of their body's own energy. Harmonize the Fire, Clearing and Manifesting Energies, Advanced Clearing and Manifesting Energies, Source the Flow, and Heart to Heart are some of her most recent works. Welcome, Melanie.
Wow, thank you, Anne. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here on this very special day. We want to tell the audience what day it is today?
Yes, happy Chinese New Year. Today, January 23rd, is the Chinese New Year, and this is a very exciting year. It's the Year of the Dragon. And for those of you that don't know, the dragon actually offers opportunity for those who are willing to flexibly adapt to change and creatively approach new possibilities. This is the time for that to happen, and it's a sign of passion and self-confidence, of bravery and generosity. Gifted, intelligent, and tenacious, the dragon leads with energy and determination and bringing with it prosperity and abundance. So we all like to hear that. So I just would like to say for everyone, may the new year find you empowered with the spirit of a dragon and rewarded with richness and good fortune in all that you do for 2012.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. What a great introduction. So let's start with, how did you get interested in the five rhythms? And how has this interest changed your life?
Well, I'm going to take you back to the early 1990s, actually. I was introduced to an acupuncturist when I lived in Missouri, and she was classically trained by Dr. J.R. Worsley in England, who is the champion of five elements. And so my first exposure to acupuncture was five element based, and there are whole forms of school and study that everything that happens and the genre is looked at based on the five elements. So it piqued my interest and curiosity. I started studying it then, and I got into feng shui. Feng shui is also based on the five elements. I became a feng shui consultant. And then when I, much time passed, and due to a health crisis, I ended up making an entire life change, and that's what the gift of that is what brought me into this profession. And I just couldn't get enough of it. So I began studying shiatsu and all sorts of energy techniques. And then I got into acupuncture and oriental medicine and really had an affinity for five elements. And then now in the energy medicine, Eden energy medicine work that we do, the five elements or five rhythms are one of the nine primary energy systems that we work with.
I love the way you said that was such a gift. Your health challenges were such a gift, and how it led you into this wonderful work, healing work.
Yes, I'm very grateful.
So, in your words, since you have so much schooling and education around the five rhythms, can you describe them with your insight and also describe their energies?
Yeah, I'll give a basic definition. One thing that I think is very interesting is the five elements in Chinese are actually wu xing, and somewhere along the way, thousands of years ago, the translation really got lost. It somehow got mistranslated and became five elements. But the literal translation actually is more like five phases or five movings, or in what Donna likes to refer to as five rhythms. That's actually more of what they really represent. And the five rhythms of water, wood, fire, earth, and metal are really based on the laws of nature. And all things can be broken down into each of these rhythms, each of these cycles. And what's really amazing about it is we can look simply even at the cycles of the seasons. And when we do that, we look at winter, which is what we're in right now, is associated with the element of water. And each of the seasons, as we have the seasons moving and the equinoxes and the solstices are kind of our transitional periods, that's the energy that helps us move in and out of these phases of elemental seasons. And so from winter, from water, the energies that have been dormant and quiet and very yin, it's a less active time, and it's a time to go inward in the winter. There's a reason why many animals hibernate in the winter. There's a reason why it's darker longer. There's a reason why you sleep more and you're more tired, because those are all tapping into the natural rhythms of what's happening with the season of winter and the element of water. And water then flows, and it moves in to the time of wood. And wood brings us spring. And spring is that vibrant, active, things start to bud and grow, and there's a new energy that begins to emerge, and things start to unfold, and there's more activity. And then from wood, we move into the fire element, and you can even think of fire, you think of it being more active, and that's the season of summer, and that's when our days are longer, that's when the sun is out more, it's very young, we're more active, we tend to be out and busy and vibrant, and the days are longer, and the nights are shorter, it's a very active young time. And from summer, we move into the time of autumn and that time of metal. And what happens is each of those seasons in between has that transitional element of earth that is allowing it to flow and feed from one element to the next, and that's the solstices and the equinoxes, and they're associated with the element of earth. And so we have that late Indian summer moving into the autumn time. Autumn is associated with metal. And so things start to slow down. The leaves are beginning to turn, and they begin to fall off the trees. And it's that warning of winter's ahead for us to begin to calm and to just slow things down as we move into that time of autumn and metal. So that's one way. There's correspondences, so many lists of correspondences associated with each of the elements. Wow, you can identify by looking at a person, colors, emotions, sounds that they make, foods, times of day are associated with the elements. We have meridians associated with the elements. We have sounds and odors and sense organs that are associated. We have climates and directions and archetypes and on and on and on. Virtues and powers. I mean, the five elements are just so rich and abundant with information about working through the flow and the cycle and the laws of nature.
And they are so well characterized, and you've really given a good idea about that. And we will continue after a short break.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. mind, brain, and body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Do you remember what life was like when you were young? Having the mobility and ability to play all day and then sleep through the night without needing coffee in the morning? For the majority of us, gone are those days. But they don't have to be. Transforming Health with Brad King will show you how you can awaken your youthful energy potential and live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Transforming Health is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones. Tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie Jones brings you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Today we are talking to Dr. Melanie Smith, one of the most powerful energy medicine teachers of our time. Melanie, can you explain the relationship between the five rhythms?
Yes, actually the relationship we refer to as the flow cycle, as one element flows into the other. We always start with the energies of water. Water is that beginning energy in all the cycles we refer to. So if we think about going in a flow cycle in a very large circle, making a circle around, the energies of water actually nourish wood. And that's very easy to think about, that you water a plant or water a tree and the rain waters the plants, and then wood gets nourished and the tree grows or the plant grows. So from water we flow into wood, and from wood we flow into fire. So think about what activates fire is throwing more wood on the fire. And then from fire, we're going to flow on around to that earth element. And fire, as the fire begins to die down, we're left with ash. And the rich nutrients, the minerals in that ash, is part of what's used and recycled to make the earth, to create the earth. And then the energies of earth flow on around into metal. And so as the earth decomposes, it compresses and breaks down into the energies of metal. The interior of our earth, the core of our earth, is that molten lava, is that metal energy. And then metal comes back around, completing that flow cycle back to water. So metal enriches water. And one of the best ways to think about that is condensation, that if you've ever had it like a metal pitcher, you put water and ice in it, what happens? Water starts to form on the outside of that metal pitcher, and that's the condensation that begins to happen as metal and begins to interact and it formulates into the water. So that's the flow cycle. We also have a control cycle when the flow is out of order, and then the control cycle takes over, and that's where things break down and we end up with lots of illness and disease and emotional imbalances and so forth.
In the context of five rhythms, explain the principles of yin and yang energy.
Well, yin and yang are really a root premise before you even get into the five rhythms. All things can be broken down into yin and yang. Yin and yang are, a lot of people like to think of them more as the positive, negative, masculine, feminine, but they're really much deeper and more rich than that. It's the light, the dark, the night, the day, the sun, the moon, It's everything you can think about, you can start to break down in yin and yang. Yin is passive and quiet time. Yang is active and busy in nature, in activity. So all things can be broken down into that principle of yin and yang. And from yin and yang, the association of the meridians start to emerge. And I know you've already talked on this series about the meridians. So every meridian is either yin or yang in its association, meaning it's more of an internal, deeper kind of energy, or more of a yang active superficial kind of activity. And with that, there's an association of different types of organs. So when you take the meridians and you start to identify yin and yang, then they become partners. So, for example, liver is a yin meridian, and gallbladder is its yang partner. And liver yin and gallbladder yang together formulate the element of wood. And every element has meridian associations. So, for example, I should have started with water. Water is kidney and bladder meridians. So kidney is the yin energy, and bladder is that yang, more active energy. And combined in partnership with the yin and yang aspects, they make up the water element. And then I mentioned wood, and then when you move to fire, fire is unique because fire has two meridian pairs, and the reason for that is heart and small intestine are the actual meridians and organs associated with fire. Heart is the yin energy, small intestine's the yang. And then we have another partnership that's associated with fire, and that's circulation sex, which is yin, and triple warmer energies, which are yang. And that gets a little bit more involved, and I'm happy to go into that later if you like. Those four meridians, those two yin-yang partners, make up the element of fire. And when we look at earth, the yin energies of earth are spleen, that mothering, nurturing, compassionate energy. And the yang energy of earth is stomach, the more active aspect of earth. And then when we come back around on the flow to metal, the yin meridian for metal is lung, and the yang meridian for metal is large intestine.
And the yin-yang is the essential pump that actually moves the energies through the cycle that Melanie described. And the energy keeps flowing. It's the opposite. It's the paradox. It's this which brings harmony and balance.
Yes, absolutely. Because interestingly enough, while there are individual meridians, the way we learn them and work with them, they actually all have internal pathways and connections. So where one meridian begins, its next meridian where one meridian ends, the next meridian begins, and they actually connect and form a loop, a cycle in themselves. We refer to it as the meridian flow wheel. So meridian energy is actually one big long circuit, and it makes up a 24-hour cycle. So every two-hour increment is a yin energy flowing to a yang energy, to a yang energy, to a yin energy. So you have that ebb and flow of yin and yang all day, throughout the day, as it's moving and passing and feeding from one meridian to the next. And again, as it does that, the meridians are associated with specific elements.
So, Melanie, what happens if there's too much or too little energy in a specific rhythm? What happens to that flow?
Well, obviously, it's impeded and altered. So all sorts of things can happen. If an energy is too little, it's deficient, it means it's not getting enough energy from whatever element is preceding it or whatever associated meridian. So if it's a yin aspect, it means the yin aspect, the yin meridian of the element preceding it, isn't fueling it and feeding it enough. So it can break down and create all sorts of imbalances that are emotionally related, that are physical diseases and illnesses. And then if an energy and an element is too much, or what we refer to as excess, then it's just everything gets stuck and backed up. So now it's like, you know, you're knocking, 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 and it's just too much, too much, too much, and it's not going anywhere. So we could talk about some various imbalances. I mean, when you look at the energies of Earth, spleen, for example, There's all sorts of things that can come up with spleen. We also have the association of pancreas. But spleen's involved in blood flow, blood chemistry, blood sugar, immune function, so any kind of metabolic issues. So if you start to have a deficiency in the spleen, that can present in various ways, like diabetes or fatigue. It's also a key energy involved in hormones, so that can show up in different hormone imbalances. Fibroids, things like that. Someone who has diarrhea, that can be associated. Nausea, especially. Changes in weight, muscle weakness. Spleen also governs the muscles. So that could be something associated with spleen and more of a deficiency. And let's say it's partner with stomach. If we have an imbalance with stomach, that can be varying things from allergies, all sorts of digestive problems, sinuses. The stomach meridian actually begins right below the eye and passes around the front of the face. So it passes through a lot of the sinus area. So a lot of people don't tend to equate stomach with sinuses, but it's a big, big hallmark. So every single element and every single meridian can have, you know, a variety, a host of physical as well as emotional imbalances.
Can you speak more about the emotional imbalances and how the relationships of the different energy, energies of the different rhythms affect each other?
Yes, absolutely. So if we think about the energies of water, the element or rhythm of water, one of the primary emotions that is associated with that is fear. So thinking about kidney and bladder are the two meridians. So thinking about the water element, we tend to recognize that the adrenal glands set right on top of the kidneys. So that also involves our fight or flight response. But we store our fear deep in the kidneys. And when fear is activated at a deeper level, we can reach a place of where we just feel paralyzed or what we might call reactive fear. So for some people, they could just feel completely paralyzed or impending doom or helpless or hopeless. And that's because that water imbalance is now involved bladder. It's gone beyond just the energies of kidney and a fear or a phobia or someone feeling insecure maybe about something or suspicion, superstition. Those are all kinds of emotional imbalances with water. And so you can think of all of these as having degrees. Like let's talk about wood, for example. Liver tends to be associated with anger, or you could say resentment. But once the wood energy becomes more and more imbalanced, that anger might now turn into rage. And so rage would be a much deeper level of a wood imbalance. And so now I know gallbladder is more apt to be involved in not just looking at liver.
Melanie, how would you describe an energy imbalance in the five rhythms and how it manifests physically?
Gosh, there are so many. I can give you some scenarios. Recently, I had a middle-aged female patient, and let's see, reflux, history of digestive issues, stress, neck pain and tension, and was very worried about her adult children that were going through some problems. So the more we connected and talked and the more I started energy testing, I found that both spleen and stomach energies were out, as well as some other things. But once I saw the hallmark of spleen and stomach and I started gathering more information, I began to energy test the elements, and the earth element was out of balance. So I wasn't surprised by that because many of the muscles in the neck are governed by the energies of stomach. Oh, she also had a sinus problems. She'd had a history of reflux. So reflux is what we refer to as rebellious stomach chi. The energy through the stomach meridian is going in the inappropriate direction. So it's rebelling. It's not going where it needs to go. It needs to go down, and it's going up. And the emotion associated with an earth imbalance is worry. So as I started putting the pieces together, I could walk her through a process of first clearing the emotional stressor, and I did that by using elemental neurovascular positions for earth, and asked her to focus on what the stressor was that was happening for her at that point in time. And she didn't even have to verbalize it or share it with me. And the more we would hold the elemental neurovasculars, blood returns to the forebrain, the stressor starts to dissipate, and then I can move into some other balancing of the earth energies, and then also look specifically to spleen and stomach and see where we need to go. So,
okay, Melanie, that's really good, and I want you to give us another example. It's fantastic, and I think it's really helping people to understand the beauty of this rhythm. But we're going to break for a minute, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you exploring the changes in your life? We are continually evolving our lives into wellness, tranquility, and personal power. When you open your mind and heart to your spiritual strength and power within, you create the most wonderful and meaningful life. Unlock the infinite power of your mind and your creative being. Tune in to This Amazing Life with Dr. Phil Nernberger, live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and explore the strength and wisdom that comes from within. In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Melanie, do you have another example of imbalance in one of the rhythms, either manifesting physically or emotionally?
Ah, wow, I have so many. actually, I think I'm going to tell a little one on myself. This actually happened many years ago before I ever even got into this work, and I was just learning about energy medicine. But I think it's such a vivid example that as I began to learn more about oriental medicine and the five elements, I was like, wow, okay, I was the perfect example for a wood imbalance. I mentioned that each of the elements have a lot of different correspondences, and one of those is also color. And so when you think about color, water we usually associate with blue, and wood we usually associate with green, and fire the color of red, and earth yellow, and metal either gray or a metallic color. And they also have directions and weather associated with them, too. So I think that's kind of another interesting piece. Water is cold, and wood is windy, and fire is hot, and earth is moist, and metal is dry. And so, interestingly enough, on a very, it was a springtime, actually, in Missouri, but it was still cold, and I don't do well with the cold, which is one of the main reasons why I live in Florida now. But I was going to see my acupuncture physician at the time, and it was interesting because she said to me, as I was even just taking my coat off, she was asking how I was doing and what was going on, and she said, "Wow, what are you so angry about?" And I said, "Gosh, I'm not angry. What are you talking about? I'm not angry," you know, that kind of voice. And I didn't realize it till retrospect, but I was very angry. And the funny thing is, I was wearing a long green coat, a green wool hat, I had on green jeans, and a big, heavy green sweater. So I was a walking sign for a wood imbalance. So one of the clues in looking at color is you can look at color imbalances. If someone's wearing all too much of a color, or they avoid a color, those are kinds of things that you begin to observe as you're working with a person. And then on top of that, she had my emotional demeanor as I was coming into the room that I was obviously displaying. I was very irritable. I was angry. I think I was PMS, which was a big part of that piece as well. But I never forget that, because it was just such a glaring, obvious wood imbalance. And that's something I tend to always have to look at anyway. Wood also can be what we call a vertex headache, or a headache on the very top of the head. It can be all sorts of things. Eyes, for example, are governed by the liver. So if a person has a liver issue, like, for example, hepatitis or a jaundice or some PMS issue or menopause, something impacting the liver, that can actually show very easily, and first in the eyes. And so that was another clue. My eyes were like red and bloodshot.
Wow.
I was a mess.
So a trained practitioner can really just observe the client and make a guess on what the issue could be.
Absolutely. It's not even a guess. It's like they're laying it all out for you. So one of the things is, when people are coming in for their initial visit and filling out paperwork, I'm observing their posture, their walk, the sound in their voice, movement. I'm observing clothing, and, you know, again, if someone showed up and everything was red, or, you know, it's not, you don't just take one piece of it, but you certainly start to observe all varying aspects, emotion, sounds they make in the tone of their voice. Someone who is an earth has a very sing-songy kind of voice, and they may actually even sing when they feel happy. That's an earth component. Mm-hmm. Here's one for fire, is when I call it inappropriate laughter. So let's say there's a conversation that's going, or let's just say this is an extreme scenario, but let's just say you were just talking about someone passing, and someone in the circle of conversation laughs. Well, that's inappropriate. So that's a fire imbalance, when they're laughing. And a lot of that imbalance for fire can be they're anxious. And so that association for them comes out in excess laughter or inappropriate laughter.
So can an energy medicine practitioner alter that emotion by techniques, energy medicine techniques, using the five rhythms?
Absolutely. Well, actually, every person on the call can do this for themselves, for starters, and I'm happy to take you through a sequence of simple exercises. So in its simplicity, a person can go through and balance those emotions every day and release the stressors, if you'd like to go through that.
Oh, that would be perfect. I'm sure that anything that we can do to help our listeners would be great.
Okay, so we actually are going to use some points that are located on the head. The points on the head are called neurovascular points. So obviously they tap into the neurological function and to the brain, and we like to use those because it's about calming and de-stressing. When we bring blood back into the brain, we can certainly begin to calm and de-stress. So one of the things I'm going to invite everyone in the call to do is with one hand, it doesn't matter which one, you're just going to place your palm on your forehead. And I'm just going to ask you to focus on your breath. Nice deep breath. And as you do, bring to mind something that's been stressful for you. Maybe today or this week, or it's just been a theme of late. And just bring that into your mind's eye as you continue to hold your forehead and breathe. And that's what we call the main neurovasculars. And that's a great go-to if you're stressed at any time and you need some help and you can't think of anything to do. Just if you can bring your hand to the forehead, things will begin to calm and become more clear. But now if we'd like to engage and connect to the elements, what I'm going to invite you to do is one hand will go on the forehead, and the other hand, I'm going to invite you to move into different positions. So we're going to begin with the water elemental neurovascular position. So one hand, the palm will go at the back of the head. This is going to rest on the lower portion just above the base of the skull. There's no pressure here. You're just making contact. And the other hand is going to be on the forehead, and it doesn't matter which hand goes where. So again, I just invite you to focus on your breath. And the emotion associated with water is fear. And I just ask you to take a moment in inventory and just connect with any fear that you might be facing right now. Any fear about anyone, anything. And bring it to your mind's eye. Allow it to get really, really strong as you continue to hold the points and focus on your breath. Now, this fear could come in a variety of packages. Maybe you're feeling insecure or isolated. Maybe you're feeling more of paranoia or a phobia. Maybe there's a feeling of hopelessness, restlessness, terror, whatever it is. Focus on your breathing. And now I'm just going to invite you to take the hand, keep one hand on the forehead, and the hand that's on the back of the head, bring it up slightly so it's still on the back of the head, but it's on the upper portion. So one hand on the back of the head directly behind the eyebrow, and the other hand on the forehead. And this takes us to the element of fire. So again, in your mind's eye, while you focus on your breath, I just invite you to bring in any emotion around panic, hysteria. Maybe there's been heartache or a broken heart.
Okay, and I invite the listeners to hold that while we break, and we'll come back and talk about Earth.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice, and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action, to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Today we are talking to Dr. Melanie Smith, one of the most powerful energy medicine teachers of our time. And she's teaching us how to help with emotional imbalance.
Yeah, so I'm glad we gave you a moment to hold that fire elemental neurovascular point, because that's a big one, and you might have had a lot of things come up around that with the fight or flight response or just feeling a little overwhelmed. So we're now going to move from the fire element to metal. So again, one hand is on your forehead, and with the other hand, you're just going to hold the very top of the head, the crown of the head, and that's for metal. And so the primary emotion with metal is grief. Might be sadness. Might feel a feeling of depression. Might be having difficulty letting go. Might have some guilt or self-worth, shame associated. Whatever comes up for you around that theme, again, just focus on your breath and bring it to your mind's eye. So with each of those positions, normally you would hold them 3 to, 15 or 20 minutes. So I'm just going to walk you through them so you'll know how to do them. We also have some resources we'll tell you about how you can get those and go through this yourself. This is a great thing to do once a day, to just let go of whatever emotions are coming up and holding you back for the day. So from the element of metal, we're going to take our hands so that you're holding at the temples, right on the outside of each of your eyes at the temple. And I'm just going to invite you to put your thumbs there while you bring your fingers over the forehead, because remember the secret to each of these is we're holding the points on the forehead with individual identified elemental points. So at the temples we have wood, and I mentioned this earlier, wood imbalance emotionally is about anger. And depending on the degree of that, it could be frustration, it could be bitterness, it could be mad, resentment, hostility, righteous indignation. It could be even up to rage, feeling out of control. So focus on wood. And then from wood, we're going to move into earth, the last of our elemental positions. So with earth, I invite you to take your thumbs right below the eye and press your thumbs on your cheekbones. And now gently bring your fingertips right onto your forehead and make contact. And this is the elemental position for earth. And the emotion of earth is worry or oversensitivity or overcompassion. It can also be disappointment and despair. It can be doubt, self-doubt, sympathy, mostly worry. So if you're a worrier, and you probably hold that in your stomach, this is a great go-to. Thumbs on the cheekbones right below the eyes, fingertips pressing right on the forehead. Again, focusing on your breath, and allow the stress to come to your mind's eye. Might be more than one stress. And focus on your breath. How are you doing, Ann?
I'm doing great. You want to tell the listeners what the most common five rhythm imbalance that you see in your center?
Oh, I see all of them.
Oh, you see, there's not one dominant one?
No. Well, you know, there's so many. There's just so many. Everybody is unique. Everyone has a primary and a secondary element. And the more you learn about the rhythms, the more you'll start to pick up what that is for you. And so with that, that can be kind of our Achilles heel, our place of vulnerability and sensitivity. I would say, you know, I see a lot of wood imbalances. I see a lot of earth imbalances. I see every single imbalance is out there. And especially as we move through seasons, you know, people will come in with a seasonal imbalance, even if they're not primarily that element, because as the season changes, you know, our energies are changing, and did we flow with that? So that's one of the commonalities of working in five-element acupuncture is about balancing people by season and by time of day, like coming in and having people have a treatment during water time to help a kidney issue, for example.
Mm-hmm. Can you give specific examples of cases when a client has been very sick and you affected a change of illness by balancing their five rhythm energy?
You know, I can give a lot of cases. They're not going to be all just specific to five elements because I work with so many different systems and bringing them all together. But it's a hallmark to say, as I mentioned before, when you start to see individual meridians out, you start to see various systems out, you can come and look at the bigger picture elementally. So it doesn't matter A to Z what the health issue is. There's an elemental piece to that. So when you start thinking about, you know, illnesses and diseases, every one of those fits into a primary element. And so that gives me a hallmark. So if someone has circulatory issues, heart issues, nervous system issues, bleeding gums, chest pain, those all relate to heart. So I'm probably going to find something that's out in the heart element as well as something that's out in the heart meridian or its associated partner of small intestine. Knee pain, for example, small intestine. if I look at things
fire.
That are... Say that again?
Fire. Yeah.
Fire. Yeah. Small intestine is associated with fire. So if I look at hot flashes, for example, triple warmer, which is a fire element, triple warmer governs our body temperature. The hypothalamus governs the energies of triple warmer. So when you're having hot flashes, if you sedate triple warmer or do something to balance the fire element, you can start to shift the hot flashes. So hormone imbalances, spleen, liver, kidney can all be involved. But when you start to look at the variety of the hormone imbalances, then you can start to get more clarity of which of those are the hallmarks and which elements might be completely out. Someone who has hepatitis or joint issues or pain that moves around, migratory pain, that's going to be a wood imbalance. Someone who has shingles, that's liver fire, and that's going to be a wood imbalance. Someone who has migraine headaches, that's going to be a wood imbalance. So many different things. The gallbladder meridian zigzags on the side of the head. A migraine headache is usually on the side of the head, so that's a hallmark association to look at the gallbladder. So it might be an individual meridian imbalance, but probably... if they've had it for a while, it's accelerated to the point of being more elementally based. And so you start to just, I call it solving the energy puzzle.
So you can look at lots of different things and almost a lot of different symptoms that all point to one rhythm or a set of rhythms.
Yes, you begin to gather the pieces of the puzzle. You begin to get information. As I said, when a person comes in, I'm beginning to gather information right there, and that can be looked at from an elemental perspective. I mentioned, you know, sound, emotion. There's walks associated with each element. There's color, as we mentioned. And then as I begin to energy test and find out where the imbalance is, if I see livers out and gallbladders out, I'm going to look deeper and see is the whole element is out. Is it the individual element? Is it the connections between the element before it and following it that aren't working? Is it an element that's controlling it? Is that element controlling another element? So there are lots of pieces that can get much deeper.
Melanie, we only have a few more minutes, and I want to give you time to tell them about your bonus or your gift to them.
Yes, great. Thank you. I'm so excited to share. If you, and I think the information's listed there on the page for you, but if you visit www.wellwithin.net, you can download our free ebook. And this is our gift to you. This ebook is, Energy Medicine, Your Personal Health and Wellness System for Today. And it tells a little bit about energy medicine and gives great detail about what we refer to as the daily energy routine. Illustration, direction, function, lots of benefits. And I invite you, to tap into this incredible tool that's available to you 24/7 and do the daily energy routine a couple of times a day. I guarantee your life will change. And when you sign up for the free ebook, you also get to take advantage of our free e-newsletter, which includes a number of energy medicine tips. We have video clips and techniques. We usually have nutrition and a variety of other things listed in the newsletter. Those are free resources. And then if you go also on wellwithin.net and click on Energy Medicine Store, you'll see right there on the homepage a number of charts, resources that are associated with the five rhythms. So there's a chart that tells you more about the flow and control and the individual rhythms. Something I referred to of the correspondences. There's a chart that gives you detail of that, of the seasons and the times of day and the colors, the sounds, the emotions, so forth. There's a chart that gives you those elemental neurovascular holds that we just went through in the exercise. And then a must-have, if you're interested in the five rhythms, is the emotions chart set. And that gives you lots of detail of emotions and illnesses and strengths and challenges that a person would face by element.
Well, so thank you very much, Melanie. That's
wellwithin.net.
Thank you very much. Yeah, wellwithin.net for Melanie. She's got a whole lot of stuff that'd be valuable information. So thank you, everybody, for coming. I hope we have inspired you to learn more about energy medicine and optimal health. The five rhythm energy is a profound energy system, and it's necessary for your optimal health and vitality. Next week, we're going to talk about triple warmer and spleen energy systems, and I hope you can join us then. Take care.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.